Okay, so once you're ready, let's lie down for the next one. If you would, just lie down on your back. Make yourself comfortable. And spread the legs gently a little wider apart. And you can have the hands resting on the abdomen or palms facing up. Maybe put a little pad underneath your knees or under the back of the head. Just get comfortable lying on the back for a moment. The so-called meditation, the visualization, or even the attempt at concentration that we'll use for this one will be the sky, clouds in the sky of the mind. So maybe you're laying outside or maybe you're laying inside, but just want you to get comfortable laying on your back, kind of in the same way that you used to lie on your back in the grass and look up at the clouds in the sky. And you're welcome to leave your eyes open for a moment and look up at the clouds or up at the pattern on the ceiling, whatever it is that's above you. And before you close your eyes, just take a moment to look around you, just to take in some of that information. Notice any patterns or marks on the ceiling. If the ceiling color is different from the wall color, or if it's the same. Then when you're ready, please close your eyes. So just like we did before, you'll just use a little imagination here. What I'd like you to imagine this time is that you're still lying on your back, but you're looking up at the sky. You had a giant blue sky. And the sky kind of fills everything that you see. This giant expanse of blue and white, white of clouds. And what you notice as you see this sky is that the clouds, they keep appearing and disappearing. Maybe you could even just imagine that there's only one cloud. And it sort of comes into existing, sort of manifesting itself through droplets of vapor and water. And then it sort of dissolves right in front of your eyes, and the sky goes blue again. And you keep watching this sky, and it's like some moments you have this completely clean, uninterrupted sky of the mind. In other moments, you have a cloud forming, just like a thought sort of comes into your periphery. And as your thought sort of fades away, maybe the cloud fades away too, it dissolves. And sometimes one thought is sort of being replaced by another thought. Right? You're thinking about scratching the itch, and then immediately you're thinking about dinner. And if that happens, that's fine. I just want you to see sort of one cloud fading and another cloud arising in its place. Again, nothing wrong with having thoughts or seeing clouds. In fact, what we want to do is observe the cloud as a piece of the sky. And what you may find is that those moments where one cloud fades and the next cloud doesn't come right away, you might just have a few seconds of serenity. of a kind of peace in the mind. Just a moment of thoughtlessness where you can just appreciate this expanse above you. Clouds disappearing, clouds reappearing in the sky of the mind. Okay, slowly start to come back. And if you would, just take a minute or two again, maybe roll over to one side and just make a few notes. Just noticing how simple or complicated that was for you. Did you fall asleep? Did you daydream? Nothing wrong with daydreaming, but just notice kind of how it worked for you.